Good afternoon. I'd like to talk to you today about a couple of projects we're doing in citrus in Florida, using soil moisture balance models as well as soil moisture sensors to determine proper irrigation for citrus trees that are affected by Huanglongbing or citrus greening disease. Situation in Florida is that we confirmed presence of HLB or greening in the state in 2005. And within 3 to 4 years after that, the state was 100%, nearly 100% infected by, or the trees within the state were infected by that disease. Our production statewide has gone down by 50 to 60% of what it was 10 years ago. Prior to the disease coming into the state. It's been very devastating to our growers. A lot of that reduced yield is because of abandoned groves. The groves have become not economically productive, so the growers have had to abandon those in place. The question that was asked was, do HLB trees use more water than healthy trees? And the reason for that is our water management districts provide consumptive use permits for all commercial producers, and they were finding that some growers were actually using more water now than they were prior to greening. Just to give you a little background on our soils, typically our soils throughout the state, definitely where we grow citrus, are 96 to 98% sand. Typically coarse to fine sands. And from this graph, you'll see that we have very low water contents. Fill capacity is in the range of 10% or less volumetric water content. And we typically irrigate, in the past, have typically irrigated between 25 and 33% depletion, depending on times of year. This is a typical evapotranspiration equation that we will use throughout this throughout the study. We use this same equation to determine, prior to greening coming into the state, to determine the amount of water that citrus trees use, and to develop a model based on this consumption by citrus trees in order to provide growers with the scheduling information that they needed. In using that equation, prior to greening, we developed the typical crop coefficient curves, and you can see them there. The red line would be for juvenile trees, non-bearing trees less than 5 years of age. The green line would be mature producing trees. In this case, for mature trees, typically we have about 80% of reference ET in the spring and fall, and just over 100% reference ET during the summer. Because our soils are so sandy, during the same process, we determine what the stress coefficient for our soils were. Typically in sandy loams to loam soils, you can go as much as 25 to 30% depletion without affecting the amount of water that a tree will take up. We found that in citrus, the amount of water that a tree could take up compared to field capacity was reduced after 5% of the water was removed from the soil. So almost immediately after you stop irrigating and that soil water goes below field capacity, you're starting to have a stress on the tree, such that by the time you are at 50% depletion of available water, you're only taking up about 60% of your ET times KC. So with this background, we developed two studies to try to determine what adjustments to these numbers obtained prior to greening, what adjustments we needed to make. So we had two studies. One was to look at improved irrigation using a soil moisture balance curve or model that we developed from those graphs we I just showed you, and soil moisture sensors compared with a grower determined irrigation system. That was completed in November 2014. And then a current study that we're using at multiple sites using a smartphone app developed since greening came into the state, so that the growers can use the app using ET data provided by our weather system within Florida. The first study using the balance, soil water balance model that we've developed is called Citrus Water Management System, CWMS, and it uses ET from our FAWN system, our Florida Automated Weather Network, to calculate when irrigation should be done, and the grower can have input as to what soil moisture, depletion in soil moisture should be utilized in order to determine that schedule. So we set up a block where we had three practices. One following the IFAS, University of Florida Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences, recommended schedule based on ET prior to greening. A second was using this soil moisture model set up as we think it should be with greening, where we allow slightly less depletion. And then another one using soil moisture sensors. Just to give you a little background on CWMS, the model uses both soil water holding capacity data as well as root depth information as provided, tree spacing within the grove, water use coefficients that I showed you in the graphs, ET from real-time weather data, daily irrigation runtime per zone is entered into the system for irrigation events that has occurred in order to maintain the balance, and then some default characteristics of different soils that the grower can choose from. The results of this project was that we looked at, in looking at soil moisture content, we found no difference at 10, 20, 30 and 40 centimeters below the surface. We found no difference in soil water content for any of the systems. And they range from approximately 8% moisture to 13% moisture during the 3 years that this study was conducted. And we did not see any significant differences in those soil moistures. That was at the beginning of the study or during the 2 years that were the study was continued, which was 2012 to 13 and 2013 to 14. Looking at water use by the different systems, even though the water wasn't the water content was not found to be significantly different, we did find significantly different water uses. Prior to the study, prior to control of the systems being managed by the program and by the soil moisture sensors, there were no significant differences in terms of number of liters per hectare that were applied. But in the two test years of 2012-13 and 2013-14, we saw that the control, which was the grower-managed system, used more water than did either the soil moisture sensor or the soil moisture model. A second study that I want to provide some information on is one that is currently being conducted to look at scheduling of irrigation for citrus trees affected with HLB. We had three locations: Immokalee, which is in southwest Florida, it's a flatwood soil; Arcadia, which is a flatwood soil but located the south central part of the state near Tampa; and then Avon Park, which is in Central Ridge location, where the sands are very deep. There is no confining layer below that soil. We compared the water use of mature citrus at three different irrigation schedules. And this study will be continued until later this year, and that would be for a three-year time period. And we wanted to determine the soil moisture distribution within the grove, and also the soil water use by the trees. The three different treatments was a daily irrigation based on a smartphone app that we've developed, so that using real-time data, they can provide irrigation on a daily basis to these trees. The current IFAS recommendation, which allows for a much higher depletion and can go anywhere from 2 days between irrigation up to a week between irrigations, depending on time of year. And then an intermediate program, intermediate schedule, which would be about halfway between those two intervals, either daily or the IFAS recommendation. Now, all of these were set up to provide relatively the same amount of water over a long period of time, so that just as an example, if the IFAS recommendation was 3 hours of irrigation every 3 days, the daily irrigation would be 1 hour, so that they were providing basically the same amount of water, but at shorter intervals. Looking at the soil water content, you can see that our saturation, water saturation, is similar to other soils, but our field capacities are very low, as I mentioned before, in the 10% range. And then by the time you get down to 50% depletion, you're quite low in water content. We looked at sap flow measurements for these in these three different locations with the three different irrigation management systems each, and we determined that that for the two flatwoods locations, Immokalee and Avon, Immokalee, which is a flatwood soil, Avon Park, which is a deep sandy soil, the daily irrigation showed greater sap flow than did than the other two irrigation practices. In the other flatwood situation, flatwood soil, the intermediate irrigation was similar to the daily, and both were greater than the IFAS recommendation. Looking at soil water potential, we found similar things at the Immokalee site, in that the daily irrigation provided had higher potentials, indicating higher water use than the other two irrigation schedules. But at the other two locations, the potential was very similar among the three irrigation practices. Again, looking at water applied, at Immokalee, we did not see any difference in water applied for the three different practices, but at the other two locations, we had significantly lower water use, at particularly at the IFAS rate compared with the daily. So they were similar, but the daily did use slightly more water than did the IFAS, or the intermediate rate. However, looking at fruit drop, which is a characteristic of HLB, in that fruit is dropped prior to harvest, we found that the intermediate and the IFAS rate had a much greater fruit drop than did the daily irrigation, indicating that irrigation schedule does have an effect on fruit drop. Also, looking at yields, we saw a very similar trend with higher yields with the daily irrigation than we did with the two other irrigation programs. So in conclusion, we found that greater water use by the greening infected trees for the daily irrigation than the current IFAS recommendation, where soils are allowed to deplete between irrigation events. And we found that there were a significant effect on production as far as yield and fruit drop for these two practices. Thank you very much for your attention. I'll be glad to answer any questions if we have time.
We don't have time.
Okay. Thank you.